Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a great pleasure being here with you, and we invite your phone calls, 888-302-3684. We will be taking them momentarily. We've got lots to talk about this hour. And before we get to your phone calls, though, I want to share something with you that I think is very important. It is a call to arms in the tradition of Lexington and Concord and Paul Revere's ride. Actually, Paul Revere's ride is a misnomer because there were three riders. He was joined by William Dawes and Dr. Samuel Prescott on that historic ride to alert the Massachusetts countryside that the British are coming. The British are coming. Well, several hundred years later, we have to issue a call to arms to our supplement-consuming colleagues, our public, that the regulators are coming. The regulators are coming to take our supplements away. And I don't want to, you know, I don't want to sound like Chicken Little. The sky is falling. I issue these warnings only with great restraint, because if you cry that the sky is falling, people are just not going to listen to you ultimately. But this is an important issue. And recently I was at Lexington and Concord, and I recommend this highly to all Americans, that they should go to this historic part of the country. First of all, it's a beautiful part of the country. There are historically preserved homes, and there's a beautiful path that you can ride a bike on or walk or jog that represents the path from Lexington to Concord, which is the same path that was trod by the British in their efforts to seize the armory at Concord. That was their goal because there was unrest. The British government was imposing all kinds of regulations on the colonists, a little like today, lots and lots of government impositions. And the colonists were getting restive, and they were trying to push back against the British regulations. It culminated in the Tea Party in Boston Harbor, and then things got hot. And the British decided to seize the weapons of the colonists, lest there be some sort of civil insurrection. And they marched successfully on a small cache of weapons in eastern Massachusetts and seized those weapons. But the colonists were wary, and they set up a communications network that was amazing for the 18th century. It rivaled our Facebook and social media of today, because they had riders, and the riders would alert people, and the bells would ring, and other riders would issue forth, and people would go out in the streets and warn their countrymen that the British were coming. The British were coming, and, you know, get in their way, hide your weapons, and block the efforts of the British to confiscate their sole means of defense. And what ended up happening is 600 intrepid, well-armed British troops set out. And by the time they got to Concord, they were surrounded by hundreds and hundreds of irate colonists. And when gunfire broke out, they fired on the colonists. They were harried all the way back to Boston. And by the time they reached the outskirts of Boston, they were thousands of angry, armed colonists harrying them as they retreated pell-mell towards the protection of their fortifications. And this is what we need to do in light of a new effort to control our supplements. And I refer you for the full story to an organization called the Alliance for Natural Health. I'm a board member of that organization. You can find a good article on this subject at anh-usa.org. And I'm going to excerpt some of that article, because we need to protest to our government. The FDA has just opened a public comment period about a new initiative to regulate supplements. So it's vital that we, you know, we don't need to get our muskets out open our powder horns and load our flintlocks. But we need to inundate Congress with messages as citizens, because this can ultimately influence Congress to block the proposed action of the Food and Drug Administration. The FDA's guidance, just to give you an idea, it requires companies to start a burdensome and expensive drug approval process for every nutrient that they want to introduce. It has to be studied thoroughly for its potential disease prevention or treatment effects, even if the supplement isn't going to make any health claims or be marketed as a drug. Each company would be required to submit something called an IND, an investigational new drug application, if their research shows that the supplement works. So it's kind of a catch-22. If a supplement is worthless, doesn't do anything, then okay, you could be exempt from this. But if a supplement actually has some efficacy, if it could slow brain deterioration or prevent inflammation or help with energy, focus, concentration, or reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease, well, then it becomes, in effect, a drug. So the catch-22 is that as a drug, it has to go through a very stringent regulatory process, just like potent pharmaceutical drugs. For each drug submission or IND submission, the pharmaceutical company would have to pay a whopping $2.3 million to the FDA merely for them to review each new product, and then it would cost millions and perhaps tens of millions of dollars to do the research to validate the product. This would have a very chilling effect on the supplement industry. They quote a person in this article at anh-usa.org, Dr. Joshua Miller. He's professor of nutritional sciences at Rutgers University, right near here in New Jersey. He says, as an academic department chair, I would be hesitant to advise junior faculty to take up precious time applying and waiting for IND approval for a nutrient study as they work towards tenure. For academic research, it's a major burden. This draft guidance may shut down new research on dietary supplements in academia, and it also has an impact on U.S. jobs. Industries will take the research overseas where they won't need an IND. And, you know, we in this country, we're really occupy a position of world leadership in supplement innovation, and that would totally chill that leadership position, because people would not be able to do the kind of supplement research that makes a difference in people's lives. Another quote, Connie Weaver, she's down at Purdue University. She says in an interview with ANH-USA, many are worried that the effects of this guidance would decrease the competitive edge of U.S. research. So if you want to keep your supplements, tell the FDA to stop trying to turn what essentially are food nutrients into drugs. That's what they're ultimately trying to do. So check out anh-usa.org, and you know, let's start a kind of latter-day Paul Revere-like resistance to the imposition of the government regulators who want, you know, every day they want to exert more control over our lives. So to arms, the regulators are coming, and we need to push back. 888-302-3684 is our number. Let's talk to Mary in Syosset. How you doing?
Hi, Doctor.
Hey, Mary, got to turn down that radio in the background.
Okay.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Okay.
Yes.
Mary, are you there?
Yes. I was diagnosed with tinnitus in the right ear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very annoying, and especially at nighttime, you know,
it's a tough kind of problem. And so tinnitus, as it's referred to sometimes, it does occur in the ear, but also to some extent it may occur in the brain. It may actually be part of the auditory center of the brain. So
I did have an MRI.
And so you don't have a tumor.
No.
You know, that's what they want to find out. No. You know, there's a show on Broadway called The Elephant Man.
Yeah.
And that is the disease that caused all his terrible deformities is actually something that may not cause external deformities, but can cause internal deformities in the inner ear. And it's called neurofibromatosis. And NF can be a cause of tinnitus. And, you know, they usually do an MRI and 99 times out of 100, it's negative. And then they just say, well, you got tinnitus, and they'll suck it up. That's what you got. They'll give you sometimes a hearing aid that blots out that gives you some sort of noise interference to get rid of it. A couple of things. You know, diet can make a difference. Sometimes we find that eliminating certain foods helps people who have allergic reactions to foods. We also find that ginkgo biloba and other bioflavonoids are helpful. So you might consider pycnogenol for tinnitus.
Yeah.
In terms of a new therapy, this is actually something you need to ask your doctor about because it's not available over the counter. It's something called D-cycloserine. It's a medication that has now been, it's not designed for tinnitus, but it has sort of an off-label benefit for sufferers of tinnitus. And I think, you know, they're beginning to do research on it. I don't know how ready doctors will be to use this medication on patients, but it's a pretty harmless medication. The side effects are minimal, and it's been shown to help tinnitus, and it also has been shown to help anxiety, interestingly. So
but
there's an anxiety.
I have anxiety.
And
that
makes it worse. Tinnitus makes you more anxious. The anxiety makes you experience the tinnitus. It's a vicious cycle. It's a chicken and egg kind of situation. So D-cycloserine, you know,
how
potentially.
How do you spell that?
D-cycloserine, D-cycloserine. It's a relatively new thing on the scene, but I'm beginning to explore its usage with patients who have tinnitus and anxiety and even obsessive-compulsive disorder. It may have benefits. All right, speaking of anxiety, did a very, very interesting clinical focus on that. You can check it out at drhoffman.com. That's one of our podcasts this week. And importantly, you know, we got to remember that, you know, it's easy to use these powerful anti-anxiety medications, the benzodiazepines, things like Ativan, Xanax, Klonopin. But new research shows that benzo use might raise the risk for Alzheimer's disease. And so you may trade anxiety for progressive dementia and a higher risk of loss of your cognitive function. So benzos, yeah, short-term answer, but maybe not a long-term solution for anxiety. Check out our Clinical Focus podcast this week at drhoffman.com. I'm doing a whole series on various medical conditions and natural treatments thereof. I really believe in natural treatment for anxiety, which is such a common problem. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls. We'll be right back.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh. Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. This week's focus in our newsletter, and you can find it at drhoffman.com, is on highly sensitive C-reactive protein. What is highly sensitive C-reactive protein? Well, it's a marker of inflammation, and inflammation is a big part of the equation in terms of cardiovascular risk of heart attack and stroke. And it's often too little recognized. We tend to fixate on cholesterol. So check out the article on a dozen ways that you can lower your highly sensitive C-reactive protein. I think you'll find it news that you can use, because if your C-reactive protein is high, even if your cholesterol is low, you might be at risk of a cardiac event. And we love to get feedback like this from one of our listeners, Paula, who writes, and I took this off of Facebook, I am often too busy lately to comment individually, but I want to let you know your podcasts and Saturday show have been outstanding. That's all in caps. So informative. I deeply appreciate your combing through the research and making recommendations, suggestions, etc., based on science instead of the politically correct health view at the moment. I'm impressed that you're willing to modify your views as we learn more about different aspects of nutrition and the body, instead of becoming hardened into a position a la Ansel Keys and others. I continue to recommend your podcast to numerous people who are not being helped as they should be by the mainstream medical community. And we love when we have listeners like Paula who are getting the word out about Intelligent Medicine, because lots of free assets that we want to share with our wide listening audience. And here's some comments. If you check out our podcasts on iTunes, that's one of the ways you can get our podcast. You can just simply go to drhoffman.com and download them. But you can also subscribe via Stitcher, via iTunes, via many of the podcast services. You can get an RSS feed. But here's some customer reviews, and I'm proud to say there are 8 reviews. 8 out of 8 are positive. 5 out of 5 stars. Best health podcast. Dr. Hoffman's very enjoyable to listen to. He breaks it down and makes it easy to understand. I've been listening to Dr. Hoffman for many years and highly value his podcast. Dr. Hoffman prompts you to think about things in a whole new way. This other one, every podcast I've listened to, exceptionally well done with thought-provoking ideas and well-educated guests. And, you know, I'm starting to blush here. I started listening to Dr. Hoffman's Intelligent Medicine podcasts on his Saturday show about a year ago. As a nutrition student with a master's degree and pursuing a career in dietetics, I really value this podcast. I love how he tackles and breaks down research articles so that everyone can understand it. I also like how he goes against a lot of traditional medicine. And finally, this one from Jose, who writes, one of my favorite doctors. So, you know, this we want to get the word out. We've got lots and lots of inventory on our page at drhoffman.com, both the written material. We continue to write articles, and we also have great features from other contributors like Dr. Steven Sinatra and Dr. David Perlmutter. So please check them out. It's all available. It's all free. And subscribe to our podcasts. We've got some good ones. All right. We'll be right back. And when we return, I'm going to share with you some information about what I consider a really breakthrough new product. You're listening to Intelligent Medicine, and I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Have you heard about the superfood discovered by Olympic athletes for its stamina-boosting effects? Beetroot juice caused waves at the last Olympics because clinical studies proved 2 glasses of beetroot juice per day can increase stamina by 16%. Beets are a nutritional goldmine full of antioxidants, polyphenols, and electrolytes. But instead of trying to drink all that beetroot juice daily, I take Super Beets to get the same great benefits. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Whenever I need a performance boost, I take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. Each great-tasting serving gives me a rush of energy and stamina. Go to IntelligentBeets.com right now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order. Plus, get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets. And you get free shipping and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to IntelligentBeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198, or go to intelligentbeats.com right now.
For more Intelligent Medicine, download our free podcast at drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. 888-302-3684 is a number, and if you don't have a chance to call this hour, don't despair, because you can reach us in another way. You can email your question to radio program, the one word, radio program at AOL.com, and we won't send you an answer, but we will answer your question, providing it's appropriate, on one of our weekly Q&A with Layla podcasts. It turns out that's the most popular of our podcast forums wherein you ask questions and I answer them along with Hoffman Center nutritionist Layla Mutin. So check out Q&A with Layla. Email your questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. All right. I want to just share with you something that I've discovered and that I want to get the word out about. It's a product called Super Beets. You know, a few years ago, Nancy Reagan inaugurated a Just Say No campaign. And she didn't realize that she was prescient because no stands for nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is very cool because it dilates the blood vessels and it promotes circulation. And it has some very interesting properties because it supports the circulatory system. It can optimize normal blood pressure. It's good for the heart. But it also increases athletic performance, and that's why I found it particularly interesting, because I'm always looking for that performance edge before I go to the gym for a spin or a swim or a run. I want something in the morning that can boost my performance. Who doesn't? So I've begun using this. I'm test driving this. And, you know, I use this just a teaspoon of a natural extract that is specially prepared, that delivers the benefits of fully a liter of beet juice in a small quantity that's easy to consume, and it doesn't taste grody like beet juice. I actually find beet juice makes my stomach do somersaults. It works. It's efficacious, but who has the time and makes a big mess? Plus, it's not that palatable. So the product is called Super Beets. Thanks to my friends at Neogenis Labs. They have a clinically studied breakthrough product called Super Beets. I can get all the benefits without the kind of grody beetroot taste. This week on our Intelligent Medicine podcast, we've invited Dr. Nathan Bryan, who's chief science officer of Neogenis, to appear with me and explain the scientific basis for how dietary nitrates can be converted to nitric oxide in the body, which is the secret to the benefits. Beets contain antioxidants, polyphenols, and a precursor to nitric oxide. So very cool product. If you're ready to try your own Super Beets superfood shot, go to intelligentbeets.com or give Super Beets a call at 800-738-2198. That's 800-738-2198. And this is really my new favorite nutrition secret. I'm sharing it with you. Great nutrition, better circulation, healthier heart, more energy and stamina. Get a 30-day supply free. It comes with your first order, and it's backed by a money-back guarantee. And also receive a free book, Beat the Odds. That's a play on words because it's spelled B-E-E-T. And free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed, or you get your money back. It's that simple. It's a no-risk offer that lets you try this nutrition breakthrough today. And I don't work out without my Super Beets anymore. I think you'll love it. Call 800-738-2198 or click intelligentbeets.com for the special offer. Try it yourself, intelligentbeets.com, or call 800-738-2198. That's, write it down, 800-738-2198, and start doing some beet shots along with me. All right, let's take some calls. Let's talk to Barbara, who's in New Jersey. Hello, Barbara. Are you
there? Yes. Are you there? Yes.
Yeah, I'm there. You're there.
Hi.
Thank
you for taking my call.
It's all good.
Okay. I was recently diagnosed with vocal polyps.
Uh-huh.
It's not a good thing because I'm a singer.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to find out something called glutathione. I was going online, and I saw that glutathione injections can help dissolve polyps. Now, my doctor says that polyps don't go away unless they're surgically removed.
Well, polyps, it's not quite true. Polyps can shrink, but they, you know, to some extent that's true. I mean, polyps do, they're sort of like a pebbly surface on your vocal cords, and often they require scalpel surgery or laser surgery, or sometimes there's like a sound blasting kind of surgery. And in fact, this was actually the cause of the demise of Joan Rivers is that she had vocal, you know, she had sort of like a scratchy, raspy, you know, aged voice, and she went in to get those checked down, and like things went south. And
yeah, well,
so,
I'm
you
afraid
know,
I, because I'm a singer,
yeah.
I don't want to do that because if I have scar tissue, then that'll
right.
make it worse.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I've learned about this through a good colleague of mine here in New York. His name is Dr. Benjamin Asher, and he is an ear, nose, and throat doctor. He uses integrative techniques, and he actually has a big clientele of, you know, lots of, there's a lot of performers and speakers and, you know, actors in New York, and there's a lot of vocal stress. And so what he has found, and he's actually written some papers on this subject, is that glutathione, given intravenously, can help with a raspy throat and improve vocal performance. I'm not sure if the reason that it works that way is by shrinking the polyps or making them disappear, but your vocal performance improves. And that's because glutathione improves a lot of aspects of performance. It can, I find that after I take a glutathione infusion, my vision improves. I see clearly. It's almost like I've, you know, had a windshield wiper, you know, or I clean my glasses. Because it activates the cells to utilize energy better. That's a simple explanation. There are really no side effects. I find that I have to be a little cautious with patients who have asthma, because a rapid infusion of glutathione in a patient who has asthma, you have to be a little careful. Some patients are intolerant, so I go slow in a patient who might have an asthmatic susceptibility. That's rare, but, you know, just a precaution. So, you know, the other way to get that effect, I mean, you can buy glutathione, you can take it and gargle with it or swish it around in your throat, the various forms of glutathione. I'm not sure that they're that well absorbed, so that's why you have to give it intravenously. Also, you can take oral N-acetylcysteine, or NAC. And another treatment for vocal polyps that I found effective is something called DIM. Diindolmethane is something that helps to shrink vocal polyps. It's actually a potent extract of the cabbage family, and some studies have shown that it may be helpful for vocal polyps.
It's called DIM, diindol.
DIM. Yeah, the product is, yeah, the product that's on our website is called DIM Pro, DIM-PRO. And that we use it in patients who have cervical dysplasia, patients who have precancer of the esophagus called Barrett's esophagus, but it also can be effective in vocal polyps. So that's, you know, something that may be helpful. Of course, you know, there's this whole aspect of, you know, avoid the wear and tear. You know, take a vocal rehab sessions with a voice therapist to help you utilize to help you utilize your voice in a less raspy. You know, this that wouldn't work for some of the singers now who you know, really screech, and you know, it wouldn't have worked for Janis Joplin. I think she, she didn't outlast her vocal cords. But if she, you know, imagine Janis Joplin, you know, in 2014 at the age of whatever, you know, 75, she'd have no voice left the way she, you know, really hammered her own vocal cords with the way she sang. It was not, you know, sounded good, but wasn't good for her vocal cords. So those are some things that you can contemplate. And
what is that called again?
N-acetylcysteine, or NAC, N-A-C. Yeah, and that's a precursor to glutathione and helps to build levels of glutathione in the body. All right, give it a shot. All right. Okay, so good time for a break. 888-302-3684. We invite your phone calls. More of Intelligent Medicine coming up when we return.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system, because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
As a doctor, I'm always looking for ways to improve my patients' lives. And as an athlete, I'm always looking for ways to improve my own stamina and vitality. That's why I was excited to discover Super Beets. You know, fresh beet juice is great. It's proven to enhance athletic performance, but it's a mess to make and some people can't stand the taste. Super Beets helps your body create nitric oxide, which helps you boost circulation, relax arteries, and maintain healthy blood pressure levels. Get the benefits of 3 whole beets in just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets. I feel confident offering this to my listeners because I personally take Super Beets. It's my new favorite product. It gives me energy, stamina, and endurance. Go to intelligentbeets.com now, and with my special offer, you get a 30-day supply for free with your first order, plus get a free book, Beat the Odds, to learn more about the benefits of beets, free shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. So call 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com. That's 800-738-2198. Again, 800-738-2198 or go to intelligentbeets.com right now.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine, and let's take some phone calls. Jeannie, welcome. I'm Dr. Hoffman. How are you doing?
Oh, doctor, thank you so very much. Does curcumin have any a lot of sulfur in it? I can't digest sulfur in products. That famous Indian condiment makes me terribly sick. But I know that curcumin has so many, many benefits that I hate to pass it up.
Well, here's the thing. You know, if you're sensitive to sulfur, you would have a bad, you know, among the foods that are rich in sulfur, certainly the cruciferous vegetables like, you know, broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cabbage, they are rich in sulfur. But also eggs are rich in sulfur. You have a problem with eggs?
Can I tell you, every day of my life, I had 2 eggs for breakfast.
Right.
And I could never understand when I got to work why I was so sick and hungry.
I see.
I was about 60 or 62.
Yeah.
So I stopped eating the yolks.
So it is possible that you are sensitive to sulfur. I don't know. See, what sulfur does, a lot of people say, well, I'm allergic to sulfur. Oh, no, you're not allergic to sulfur. You're probably allergic to sulfa, which is a short for sulfonamide drugs like Bactrim. And people get terrible allergic reactions. They get, like, skin rashes. Their skin peels off. That's a terrible allergy. Yes, that's an allergy to sulfa, S-U-L-F-A. But what a difference 2 letters make. Sulfur, a lot of people are not allergic to sulfur, but they may be intolerant to it. And what happens is sulfur promotes the overgrowth of certain harmful bacteria that often are productive of foul-smelling flatus in the gastrointestinal tract. And some people don't do well with sulfur. Sulfur, you know, is problematic. And that can come from a variety of dietary sources. You have to check a list of sulfur-containing foods. It's not that common, but, you know, maybe that's the case for you. So as for curcumin, curcumin is a highly purified extract of cabbage family. And as such, it does not contain a lot of sulfur. So you can probably use curcumin. You may not be able to eat a lot of cabbage or a lot of the cabbage family, but I don't think that curcumin represents a big source of sulfur. I don't think that should be a problem. I think you can go ahead.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Yeah, incidentally, on that subject, you know, we are now sort of dividing, you know, problem with curcumin, it's not that well absorbed. And so if you just take turmeric, well, you're going to get some benefits, but the vast majority of it just goes out with your poop, you know, in the toilet, and it doesn't really get absorbed into your system. So we have this race to create more bioavailable curcumin products. And the product that I use now is called Mareva. Mareva is microencapsulated. It's got liposomal particles that help to deliver it deep in the bloodstream. But lately, we've come across a new form of curcumin. I'll write about it, which really achieves something very important. It doesn't just get into your system, but it's able to cross the blood-brain barrier. And that's going to be important for people with brain disorders because we know that curcumin has been shown to slow neurodegenerative diseases. It reduces brain inflammation, but only if it gets to the brain. So we want not just curcumin, but like a form of curcumin that's really gets to where it needs to do its work. So in the future, we'll be talking more about bioavailable forms of curcumin. that are targeted to specific conditions. I mean, it's good for the joints, for sure. It's good for all the organs. But we need to cross the blood-brain barrier to have a benefit in terms of neurological diseases and slowing dementia. All right. Let's talk now to Gladys. Hey, Gladys, how you doing?
God bless you, doctor, for being there for us.
Well,
okay.
Thank you so much.
I have a venous stasis problem.
Yep.
Let me just tell you a little bit about myself. Okay,
sure.
I'm 82.
Okay.
I'm only 5 feet, 101 pounds.
Okay.
All my blood tests are fine. I'm more of a holistic person. Echo
yep.
fine, no medications. I mm-hmm. take raw garlic, L-arginine with L-citrulline. Mm-hmm. Oh, God, I take so many vitamins.
The full Monty. You're taking it all. Okay.
Right.
So
okay.
So you want something for the veins? You're looking for something to help
yes.
you with a vein problem?
Okay.
Okay,
this is what I'm doing, and I've been
yeah.
doing it for about 3 months, but it doesn't seem to help.
Yeah.
I wear the surgical hose, knee-high, 20-30 pressure,
okay.
but the thing is, I hardly have any swelling at the ankles.
Yeah.
My pain is only in the ankles. The right ankle does have some swelling. But
okay, so let me tell you a couple of supplements to take, because it's a very common problem, and it's just a degenerative problem that occurs with aging. Your veins are becoming, well, the word is incompetent. You're not incompetent, but your veins are incompetent. They're not holding the blood back against gravity flow because, you know, the valves are supposed to keep the blood pumping back up to the heart. And they're weak, so they're allowing the blood to pool around your ankles, and that creates pain, swelling, inflammation, and discoloration. Often you see the brown discoloration around your ankles and your shins. And this can also lead to the higher likelihood of ulceration. You can get craters and ulcers that are hard to heal around your ankles. It's called venous stasis disease or venous insufficiency. So it's a couple of products. One is horse chestnut. Horse chestnut is used a lot in Europe, and it's actually been, in studies, it's been compared toe-to-toe. Well, excuse the expression. That seemed a pun involuntarily there. It's compared to the stockings, the so-called Job stockings or compression stockings, and it's roughly as effective as stockings in terms of reducing swelling, pain, and discomfort. So consider horse chestnut. You would maybe take two to three capsules daily. I think that's probably best taken away from foods. The other product that I really like, and I just haven't found a product that is better in terms of its balance of active ingredients, something by a company called Gero. And you can find it on our website. It's called Venus Optimizer, and not like Venus de Milo or Venus the planet. It's V-E-N-O-U-S, Venus Optimizer. And it's got something really cool in there called diosmin, which is a very active compound that reduces swelling and promotes circulation. It's got other good ingredients. It's got a little butcher's broom and some more horse chestnut and some hesperidin in it. And it's a good combo. But the business end of it is diosmin, which is a naturally occurring flavonoid that it supports venous integrity and improves lymphatic flow. It also helps microcirculation, strengthens the blood vessels. So that's a good product to consider. It has grapeseed extract in it, too. So it's a great combo. You can also get it at nutritionally oriented pharmacies. So consider that. I would probably take anywhere from 2 to 4 of those a day and give it a shot. Because,
okay. Thank you so much for mentioning those. I did go online, and I found, I don't remember what website it was, but pine bark, butcher's broom.
Pine bark is a good one, too. So you might consider pycnogenol. Pycnogenol is another complement to that. I'm glad you mentioned that.
Okay, about butcher's broom?
Butcher's broom is actually in the Venus Optimizer, so that's good.
Oh.
Hey, God bless you for being online. Hey, do you download our podcast? Do you listen to them on your computer?
Well, yes, I do from time to time, and I'm going to go into it also to look at, you know, your recent C-reactive protein. But, let me just tell you this. I'll be quick. Okay, the one website said pine bark, butcher's broom, it strengthens the veins, and also take cold showers.
That's supposed to help.
And then
That's where they tell Marine recruits when they start to have, erotic thoughts. So I don't know if that's going to help your veins.
Well, after I shower, I do... I do a cold shower at the end, but that's mm-hmm. only at the end. Okay, the one other thing, I didn't know if this product was good. It's from Circulation Essentials. They did mention 7 The first one is diosmine, which mentioned.
I don't want to go through it again. But, you know, in my opinion, the Venus Optimizer product is the best product on the market. You may tell me about another product that has some of those ingredients, but you want high concentrations of diosmine, and my research shows that the Venus Optimizer delivers the best combo of vein problems, of ingredients for vein problems. But God bless you you're a great role model, because at 82, you're active, you're engaged, you're involved in the internet. That's how you're going to keep your mind and body vibrant and, maintain your health. So, we salute you for being so on top of the new health wave. All right, I'll conclude this broadcast by sharing with you a sad story of a Las Vegas woman who decided that it was a good idea to eat raw cookie dough. A lot of people do that, but a caution about consuming raw cookie dough. It's tastes great. It's like ambrosia. And many of you can recall when you were a little kid, your mom or your grandma would offer you the bowl to lick the spoon or lick the bowl. And but this woman developed severe problems from E. coli and died from consuming raw cookie dough. Now it's the subject of a big lawsuit against the maker of the raw cookie dough. So beware of raw cookie dough. All right, thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Check out our website at drhoffman.com. Lots of good stuff there. It's all for free. Plenty of resources to help you on your road to better health. This is Intelligent Medicine. Have a great weekend.